From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Broward County commissioners think they've come up with a new way to control gun sales by just saying, please. WLRN's Elaine Chen has more on this.
State law prohibits local governments from regulating firearms, but Broward County believes creating a voluntary program may be a way around that law. The Sun Sentinel reports that the county is considering a program directed at gun and ammunition vendors who do business with local law enforcement agencies. It would ask those vendors to follow certain safeguards, such as looking into gun trade-ins to make sure they weren't stolen and training employees on how to spot people who might be buying guns for someone else. Broward commissioners at yesterday's meeting asked county staff to look into how the program would work. The Miami-based Arms with Ethics group is behind the proposal, which has already gained support from officials in Miami-Dade and the cities of Sunrise and Weston. I'm Elaine Chen in Miami.
In Tallahassee today, a landmark trial over whether Florida lawmakers broke the law when drawing up new political maps for Congress is reaching its conclusion. Both sides in the case are expected to give their closing statements today. It will then be up to Circuit Judge Terry Lewis to decide whether or not lawmakers violated the 2010 Fair Districts Amendment. The law states that districts cannot be drawn in a way to favor incumbents or members of a political party. Judge Lewis says he plans to render a verdict by the end of this month. Meanwhile, a West Palm Beach judge will hear from a local attorney today who says Twitter and Facebook messed up his client's case. The Palm Beach Post reports that attorney Spencer Kuvin will present 25 posts allegedly made to Facebook and Twitter during an auto negligence case last month. He says the posts were made by two jury members who, instead of listening to the legal arguments, were ranting furiously on social media. One juror, according to Kuvin, tweeted out, quote, taking a nap during opening statements. Another post allegedly reads, quote, I wish I wasn't a U.S. citizen right now. I couldn't give two expletives about jury duty. Kuvin says he was representing a woman injured in a car accident who was not awarded the damages that she was hoping for. He says he believes the case might have had a better outcome if jurors had been paying closer attention in court. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.